Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you for saving, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For another day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for another time.
Thank you.
Another hour. Amen. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And we praise God for seeing this day. Some didn't wake up this morning.
This call is being recorded.
Hallelujah. But we thank God that we made it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give us another one. Give us another song. Amen. Praise Amen. God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody. Went down into the deepest valley, looked all around down there, couldn't find nobody. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare to your grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater, nobody greater, no, nobody greater than you. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, nobody greater than you. Nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways, and mighty is your hand. You are he who carried out redemption's plan. You are he who carried out redemption's plan.
All over, couldn't find nobody. High and low, still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody great. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Search all over.
Search all over.
Couldn't find no.
Couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low. Still couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Come on, lift those hands for real in here. Come on. Nobody greater. Nobody greater, Jesus.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater. Nobody greater. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Lift those hands, fingers, and let's just give them the glory. Nobody greater.
Nobody greater.
Couldn't find nobody.
Nobody greater.
Nobody greater than you.
Nobody greater than you.
I dare you lift your hand and say that with us tonight. Come on. Nobody greater.
Nobody.
Amen. Come on, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sickness is not greater.
Hallelujah.
Disease is not greater. Amen.
Nobody,
hallelujah.
Nobody,
hallelujah.
Nobody.
Yeah, the president is not greater. Amen.
Nobody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Demons and demonic activity is not greater.
Thank you, Lord.
There's nobody greater than you, Lord.
Nobody.
Come on, hallelujah. Y'all
nobody.
Lift your hands up.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a praise.
Thank
give the
Lord
a hand
hallelujah.
Praise.
You,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Give the Lord
Lord,
a hand
Lord.
Praise. Hallelujah. Amen. He is the Alpha and the Omega. Amen.
Yes,
he is the beginning and the end. Amen. He is the maker of all things. Amen. All things was made by him and for him. Amen. And everything he made, he did it for himself. Amen. And even he made you for himself. Hallelujah. Come on, say he made us just for himself. Hallelujah. Amen. He chose me. Hallelujah. Just for himself. Amen. And so he sanctified us, amen. He glorified us, amen. Hallelujah. He set us apart, amen. He made us holy, amen. He made us fit, amen. He made us righteous, amen. Hallelujah. See, your righteousness, he made us that way, amen. Amen. When we accepted his son, Jesus Christ, God made us that way, amen. It's not that we are trying to make ourselves that way. God made us that way, amen. And we got to stop trying to make yourself something that God has already made you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I think that's a big problem today. We still try to make ourselves something that God has already made us.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That don't need to be no double work with God. Amen.
No.
Hallelujah.
No,
Jesus did it how many times? He did it one time, amen. Amen. And for all, amen. That means he don't need to do it again, amen.
No,
come on, amen.
Amen.
Yeah, all of you out there, Jesus don't need to die no more for your sins, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. One price, amen. And that price been paid, amen.
Amen.
So thank God that the price has been paid. We don't owe the devil nothing, amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad about it?
Hallelujah.
Come on, amen. He paid a debt that I couldn't pay, amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I owed a debt that I couldn't pay.
Yes.
And he paid a debt that I couldn't pay, amen.
Hallelujah.
And I needed someone to wash my sins away. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus was that man, amen.
Hallelujah.
That paid the price, amen.
Hallelujah.
And that washed your sins away and my sins. And not only did he pay the price just for your sins and my sin, the Bible said he died for the whole world.
Whole world.
Hallelujah. Praise
whole
God.
World.
And that means all of you who are here today, you're listening in, he died for you too.
Amen.
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 And all you got to do is accept the gift. See, it's a gift.
It's
not anything that you had to pay for, but it's a gift. It's the gift of God, amen.
Yeah.
Whenever you got a gift, you don't need to pay for it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Y'all send me some gifts, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all see how quickly I take them, amen.
I
hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God wants to give us a gift, and all you have to do is receive the gift.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. You receive the gift of righteousness. Amen.
Hallelujah.
You receive the gift of justification. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen. It's a gift. Amen.
A gift.
You receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Yes.
He said, receive it. Amen. I've given it to you. Just receive it. And all God asks you to do is acknowledge your sin.
Amen.
And repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. In other words, for you repenting and being baptized in his name, he gives you the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
And he gives you the gift of righteousness.
Yes,
you see, a lot of times we want things, but we don't want to do things to obtain things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. You want a check, but you don't want to go to work. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants free stuff. Well, this is free here.
Mm-hmm.
All it takes is a confession of your mouth. That's what he said. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 10. And believe in your heart. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
So is there just a short testimony or something? We want to allow this time because, you know, what you have to say could be a blessing to somebody else, amen.
Hallelujah.
And what you can say can encourage somebody else, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So is there someone, amen, just got something, a quick testimony or something, that something you was going through and God fixed it for you? We want to hear about it. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. No testimonies this morning. All you on the Facebook line this morning, I thank y'all for showing up this morning. I thank you for your support. All of you on Blog Talk Radio, we thank you for your support. And those of you who's on the line this morning, the conference line, we thank you for showing up this morning. And I just want you to know that I want you to be blessed. And I thank God for blessing you this morning. And thank y'all for tuning in. Amen.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, we don't think we have much, but a little become much in the hands of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And even with us sometimes, I have this little, but it become much in the hand of God. Amen.
Amen.
I don't say I'm loaded, but I have a little. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
And the Bible talks about all we have to have is just a faith of a grain of mustard seed. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then we can decree and declare something to come to pass, and it'll happen with just a little. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Don't you have just a little faith? Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said we've all been given a measure of faith. Amen. You got a little. Amen. And the little you got is enough. Amen.
Amen.
You have enough faith to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. The devil can't stop that. Amen.
Amen.
If you make a decision that that's what you're going to do, amen. The devil can't stop your decision. Amen. All it takes is a little faith.
This call is
amen.
Being recorded.
Praise God. And because it only takes a little faith, amen.
Amen.
Then we can believe, amen.
Yes.
There's nothing to say that you can't believe, amen.
Amen.
You have enough, amen.
Amen.
You have enough to accept God, amen.
Yes.
The devil can't stop you from accepting God if you make a decision that you want to serve him, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
God won't violate your will, and he won't allow the enemy to violate your will either, amen.
Mm-hmm.
God won't make you do anything. And Satan can't make you do anything, amen.
Right.
Everything we do, remember, it's a choice in you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to get angry. Angry is a choice, amen. I didn't know that for a long time. It took me a long time to figure that out until God told me your anger is a choice. You have the ability to be or not to be.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God to you that are out there this morning. We're going to have a word of God. And I'd like for you to turn to Romans chapter 4, if you would, praise God. Amen. We're just going to pray. Father God, we thank you for the word this morning, asking, Lord, that you would bless this word, Lord, and you would increase it, Lord. Lord, we pour out this little, Lord, and you turn it to be much, O Lord, that it might meet the needs of those that hear, Lord. For you said, Lord, we receive our inheritance through the word. And so, Lord, we ask you, O Lord Jesus, that the Holy Spirit would move among us and through us. And, Lord, that we'll be out of the way, Lord, that you can come forth. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Romans chapter 4, verse 18, Sister Paige, amen. Y'all listen in at the word of God, the 18, 19, and 20. 21 and 22. Hallelujah.
Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations,
mm-hmm.
according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be.
Mm-hmm.
And being now weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb.
Mm-hmm.
He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And being fully persuaded.
Fully
that
persuaded.
What he hath promised,
what
he
God
was able
promised.
Also to perform.
He was able to perform.
And therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness.
It was imputed to him for righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I want to talk this morning where there is hope. Amen.
Amen.
Where there is hope, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I took it from Abraham, believed in hope when there was no hope, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I want to look up, when we have hope, we have expectation.
Mm-hmm.
And expectation is a strong belief that something will happen in the future.
Amen.
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 It's a strong belief of something that would happen in the future.
Amen.
So when you got hope, you got a strong expectation that something is going to take place in the future. Amen. People with no hope has no expectation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 People who don't believe in hope, they don't expect anything. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. When we talk about expectation, it's a strong belief of something that will happen in the future, or either it's something that will be achieved. That's expectation. You believe something is going to happen, it's going to take place. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. And not only when we think about something that will be achieved, amen. When we have hope, we have anticipation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm anticipating something to happen.
Amen.
Hey, amen.
Amen.
Abraham believed that God said it, and he anticipated that that thing was going to take place. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God spoke to Abraham, and Abraham believed God, and God said that was accounted to him for righteousness. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what he believed about what God said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey, when we anticipate something, we feel that we have an achievement. We're going to achieve something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
There's a goal that's been set in your life. You feel like you're going to achieve it, amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Something has been set on the table, or something has been set forth. And you've heard a word or two, and you believe, because you've heard that word and you believe that word, that thing is going to be achieved. It's going to be done, amen. Praise God. Aren't you glad that God is able?
He's able.
Amen. And see, this is why we need Jesus, because we have an expectation of hope that there is going to be a resurrection. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And because we believe in that, we anticipated that it's going to happen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, because God never lies. Amen. God never lies. God can't lie. Amen.
Amen.
God wouldn't need to say something that he couldn't do, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever God has said, we know he has the power to do it, because God is all power, amen.
Yes.
And so when I realize that if I know I can't do it myself, then I need someone else, amen, to have confidence in that they're going to do it for me, amen.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, I can't achieve my righteousness on my own, amen. But because I got hope in God, hallelujah, then God achieved it for me, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Aren't you glad that God achieved it for you?
Amen.
So where there is no hope, amen, there's no anticipation. You're not expecting anything. You're not looking for anything, amen.
That's right.
And then sometimes we have hope in things that don't pan out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. With the situation that's going on in our world today, a lot of things that we have hope in, we can't have hope in those things anymore. You can't even have hope in your job anymore, because jobs are failing every day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We got people, you know, we used to have hope in our education. If I get a good education, my hope would be in my education. If I get a good education, I'll get a good job. I'll be able to make it. I'll be able to prosper. It's because I got a good education. But even today, you can't have hope in your education, because those things are failing. We got people with master's degrees and doctor's degrees, amen. And they got all these degrees, and yet they don't have a job. So all the things they had hope in, those things failed them.
Amen. Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And even with the pandemic going on today, Even though we have doctors, and the doctors, they're still failing you.
Mm-hmm.
No hope in the doctors anymore.
No.
But people that got hope in God still expect something, whether the doctor work it out or not. Amen?
Amen.
Aren't you glad about it? Amen. You see, Abraham believed in hope when there was no hope. Amen. And what do we mean when we say that we believe in a hope there was no hope? What I'm saying, when you believe in a hope where there is no hope, it means that Abraham saw no way that it could take place.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. He knew where Sarah was, and he knew where he was, and so even though God said it, amen, they said he believed in it when he couldn't see no way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How many times that we get to a place that we can't see no way?
Amen.
Hallelujah. And you don't know how it's going to happen, amen.
Right.
How many times you got down to the bottom of the bucket and you didn't know where nothing was going to come from, amen.
Mm-hmm.
How many times maybe you ran out of food and you didn't see no way that you could get it, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when we get to a place where we don't have any hope, amen, then we throw our hand up and we give up because there's no more expectation in anything, amen.
Yes,
when you come to the end of your journey, amen,
mm-hmm.
and you didn't obtain all that you needed, you throw your hand up and say that there's no use. How many of you came to a place before and said, there's no use, amen. I'm tired of trying. I give up. There's no use. But people don't have hope. They're the one that throw their hands up and said, there's no use. But people that have a hope in God, amen, if I can't do it, I believe God will do it for me, amen. Somehow God would make a way.
Amen. Yes.
And this is why we need to accept Jesus, because Jesus make ways that never been made before, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, he's the miracle worker, amen. You see, a miracle is when God puts something that was never before, amen. When God restores something that has been taken away, amen. You see, God came back to restore that which has been taken away. You see, the hope that we had in God, Adam had lost that hope, but because of Jesus, Jesus came to give us, to regain that hope so that we might know that we can live and have everlasting life. You see, Jesus came to give us back the hope that was lost in Adam.
Yes, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He came and did things that no one expected to be done, amen.
Mm-hmm.
No one thought it could be done, amen.
Amen.
Whoever thought, amen, that a man could die and come back and live forever, amen. No one ever thought that could take place, but if you have a hope, you can believe in that, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let your expectation be in God when it's not in man and not in things, amen.
Amen.
Don't let your expectation of hope be in the world, amen. But you got to put your mind on Jesus, because the only somebody that can bring you through these things, bring you through these trying times, is Jesus Christ and him crucified, amen.
Amen.
Abraham believed that it would happen, even though he couldn't see how it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the catch in it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
He believed that it could happen, even though he couldn't see how it's happened. But when you're walking in faith, faith does not look at what it sees. Faith look at what it believes.
Yes.
See, Abraham believed something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It was because Abraham believed something, amen. It happened for Abraham because he believed something. He looked unto somebody else that was able to do what he didn't even believe in himself that he could do.
Amen.
So he believed in something could take place, even though he couldn't see how it could take place. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. I thank God, you know, when the children of Israel came down to the Red Sea, and when they came down to the Red Sea, mountains on the right side of them, mountain on the left side of them, and the enemy was behind them. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
And here they need to get across the Red Sea. I don't know how deep and wide it was at that time. Maybe it might have been too wide to swim. So being that they had the stuff, they couldn't take the stuff across because it had been too wide. Amen? They was in a place. Yeah, they was in a place. There wasn't enough ships there. There wasn't enough ship on the bank to get across to the other side. So Their expectations was lost at that time. They didn't know how it was going to be done. Come on, y'all. Amen. Praise God. Out of all the people they had, you would have had to have many ships to get all of them across at the same time. So here they are boxed in. You see, this is the time when you need hope. You need hope when you come to a place that you can't see your way out of it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you get to a place that you can't see how it's going to happen. Amen. I don't know how many of you are at your Red Sea right now. Amen. But if you're at your Red Sea now, you came to a place that you don't know how it's going to be done. You don't know how I'm going to pay this rent, amen. I'm going to know how I'm going to pay this car note, amen. I don't know how I'm going to get this car, amen. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but when you get to a place that you don't know how it's going to be done, where there's hope, amen, there's expectation. And here they was at the Red Sea, getting ready to go cross. Lord, how you going to do it, Lord? But see, God is a miracle working because God works miracles, amen. Mm-hmm. And God can do things that has never been done before, amen. Mm-hmm. And God can take nothing and make something out of it, amen. Hallelujah. And because we serve a God that can do those things, if our hope and trust is in God, hallelujah, God can do it even when I can't do it. So I got to believe in my hope because God is my hope. And because God is my hope make it not ashamed, amen. And so God won't cause me to be ashamed to put my trust and my hope in him, but because he can do what has never been done before.
Amen.
That's why we serve a God that we know that can bring things to pass. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And all of a sudden, they're at the Red Sea. And when they got to the Red Sea, and Moses began to complain, and the people began to complain and holler. Because, you see, if God hadn't been on their side, they would have perished because the enemy would have got them, came up behind them and destroyed them. Amen.
Right.
But because they had hope in God, hallelujah. God opened up the Red Sea, amen.
Yeah.
God made a way out of no way, amen.
Yeah.
God drew the waters back, something that they had never seen done before. Hallelujah. I'm trying to tell you, if you got hope where there's hope in God, God will do something in your life that has never been done before. If you were to put all your trust and your faith and hope in God, he'll do it.
Yes, amen.
He guaranteed. He said, I guarantee it, amen. Hallelujah. And the Holy Ghost guarantees that God will do it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, amen. Somebody today, you know, they're about to lose their hope because the reason they lose their hope because they've been trying to do something. And every time they try to do it, it seems like it's failed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Everything they try to do on their own, it seems like it fails. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
You've been trying to find your place to live, and every time you put an application in it, hallelujah, it fails. Amen. It don't come through. Amen. You've been trying to get some money to start this business, amen. But every time you try to get it, it seems like it fails, amen. But when you put your hope and trust in God, that God can do that when nobody else can do it, I put all my confidence and my faith in the God of heaven that can do anything but fail us. But my hope is in God.
Yes, it is.
I believe David in Psalm chapter 42 and 5, he said, why art thou cast down, O my soul? I'm in this place, but why am I upset about it? Why am I being troubled about the situation that I'm in? Your hope is in God. Hope thou in God, O my soul. Don't let your soul get cast down, because where there is hope, there's expectation.
Yes, amen. Amen.
And so God told Moses, wave the rod, Moses. You look, what's in your hand? Well, what's in your hand, Moses? What's in your hand, Moses?
What's in your hand?
And Moses looked at it. The rod that he had in his hand, he didn't think that was very much, amen.
Mm-hmm.
All he thought it was a wooden stick, amen.
Yeah.
But you'd be surprised that's what's in your hand. You see, it's not all that's what's in your hand. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, it's not what's in your hand, not what's in your mouth.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. They said the word is nigh thee, even in your mouth. And even in your heart, it's the word of faith that we preach, amen. If you would confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, amen. So God said, confess my word, say what I do, declare what I do, amen. Amen. Say that I'll do it for you, and I believe that God's going to do it for me. And because I believe that God's going to do it for me, that settles it. Amen. But just because God don't do it in an instant, this is where patience comes in.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Bible said, let patience have her perfect works, that you might be entire, want nothing. Amen.
Yes.
So if it's something that I wanted, amen, and I've asked God for it, and I have hope. Hallelujah. I have hope in God. I have my faith in God. And I believe that God is going to do it. Amen. And so when I ask God to do it, if I believe that I receive what I've asked for, amen, then God says, I'll bring that thing to pass because I am your hope.
Amen.
I am your expectation, amen.
Uh-huh.
I am your anticipation, amen.
Yes.
And because I'm your hope and I'm your anticipation, you put your faith and confidence in me because I'm your only hope that you got in this situation.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen.
So when Moses waved his rod, the Red Sea opened.
Yes.
He did something that they hadn't seen done before.
Amen.
That God parted the sea. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isn't it good to serve somebody that can do same thing that nobody else can do? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. He does things that man can't do, amen.
Amen.
He does things that doctors can't do, amen. Hallelujah. Praise
yeah.
God. He does things that you can't do yourself. Amen. He makes things possible. Amen.
Yeah.
When it don't seem to be possible, he makes it possible. Amen. When it don't seem to be a way. Amen.
Yeah.
He makes a way for you. Amen. He made a way in the wilderness for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He fed them in the wilderness. They didn't know they could be fed without raising something themselves or getting it themselves. But God poured out from heaven. Amen. He
yeah.
showed them, I can do things that nobody else can do. I can feed you manna from on heaven, manna from on high. I can cause, amen, a rock to pour out some water. I can do the impossible.
Yes, amen.
But there are people that don't have hope, don't expect nothing.
Mm-hmm.
They went across on dry land, amen. Amen. They hadn't expected that, amen. You see, this is why you need Jesus today, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason you need Jesus is because you need hope.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You need some hope. In this hour, in this time, you better get a hold of some hope.
Amen.
Because you're going to faint by the wayside if you don't have no hope, amen.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
When food get low here in our nation, amen. When the devil starts coming upon you, amen. When they put you in what they call martial law comes down. If you're not expecting anything, amen, you're going to be in trouble, amen. You're going to wonder where you get your next meal from, but I got some hope in God that God's going to feed me, amen. Why is it that I believe God's going to be? His word said he'll do it, amen. And if his word said it, that settles it, amen. And it's going to be done because he said it's going to be done because, what? I have hope he said that he'll do it. And so I have expectation of the word of God to come to pass in my life.
Amen. That's right.
See, they went across
dry land.
On dry land.
Yeah.
I mean, if they had walked in the mud, it may have been all right, but they went across on dry land. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Nobody can dry the bottom of the mud in such a short time but God. Hallelujah.
God.
Come on. I'm glad that I serve a God that can do anything but fail me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm glad I serve a God and to him that is able to do abundantly above all that I can ask or think. Amen. If I have hope in God, God will blow your mind sometime. Amen. Because he'll do something and you don't know how in the world. How did God do it? But when you got your hope in God, even sometimes you always want to, I don't know how I made it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I don't know how I made it through that car wreck. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. But he sustained me. Come on, y'all. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I don't know how I got this house. Amen. I didn't have no good credit. Hallelujah. But I still got it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody. I'm talking about when you got where there's hope. Amen.
Amen.
There's expectation. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I was just thinking here there was a young woman down in Houston, Texas, amen, and she was a streetwalker. And y'all know what a streetwalker is, amen. And she was a prostitute, praise God. And she was a prostitute, and she had lived her a very ugly life, you know what I mean.
Yeah, we know.
And because of the life that she lived,
mm-hmm.
somebody found her down on the avenue, amen. and got her saved. Got her filled with the Holy Ghost, baptized in the name of Jesus. And then all of a sudden, she got a hope in her life. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I said, the hope of glory came in her life. Amen.
Amen.
Come on. I said, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Amen.
Amen.
The hope of glory came in her life. Amen.
Yeah.
And because of the life that she had lived, amen, she ended up having to have a hysterectomy. And she was put into a place where she couldn't have any children.
Amen.
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 But while she, when she went to work in the church, she began, she was a good singer. I said, there's a lot of talent on the street.
Amen.
And the reason they walk in the street, because they don't have no hope. Amen.
Amen.
They don't know how they're going to make it unless they walk the street. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You see, if you're the one walking the street, amen, I'm trying to say God can take care of you. Amen. If you put your trust in God, God can turn things around, amen, because God is a God of the turnaround, amen, and that's why we call him where we say we got hope, because he'll turn things around for you, amen, where you don't have to walk the street no more to try to make enough money to make it. God will provide.
That's right.
And so being in church, young man laid eyes on her. She wasn't in her late 20s, amen, but already she's messed up her body, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden now, when she got her inner taken out, she lost hope for to have any children.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have no hope to have any children, amen.
Amen.
A young man saw her, saw a date note, and then asked her to marry her. And she turned around and said to the young man, she said, well, I would like to marry you, but there's no hope of any children in my life right now, because I had an operation, amen, and that part that needs to be there is not there anymore so that I can produce you a child. Come on, amen. The young man said to her, he said, well, let me pray about it. The young man went and prayed and said, God told me to marry you anyway, not to worry about that, amen, but to take you as my wife anyhow. Amen?
Amen?
Come on, I'm talking about some hope here. Amen. Young man married her. About a year and a half, she became pregnant. I'm talking about a God we serve. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How could she become pregnant? And the things that's supposed to be there for her to become pregnant was all gone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about a miracle working God here. Amen.
Amen.
I say God worked a miracle in their life. You see, because he prayed, he had hope that God will cause her to become pregnant and produce a child. His hope was in God, and God turned that thing around and worked a miracle in his wife's life that she produced a child. She produced him a son. I'm talking about God is a miracle worker, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, that is what you call a miracle being worked out, amen. Because, you see, he had hope in God when even there was no hope. There was no hope for her to become pregnant. There was no hope for her to have a child. When all hope was lost, there was still God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He still anticipated something happening, even when he couldn't see no way for it to happen.
All right, now. Come on, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Mighty God.
What a mighty God we serve. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That God gave him hope. He believed in his hope. And his hope didn't make him ashamed. And hope brought about the change in her body that needed to be made so that she could produce a child in which she wanted. You see, that's what I'm talking about. Where there's hope, there's expectation.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Where there's God, wherever there's God is, there's expectation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If God is in your life, there's expectation. And if you don't have him in your life, you need to put God in your life right now. You need to accept God in your life, accept the Christ in your life, amen, so you can have expectation of the resurrection of the dead.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I say he's a miracle worker, amen.
He's a miracle worker.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
And I know some of you some here on the line, you know, young man that worked up at north of Dallas there. I don't know if that was Plano, one of the stores. I was talking to him, and we were sitting there talking. I made a delivery there one night, and the young man was the manager. of the store. But the young man told me, he said he caught a charge. He went to prison for some years. Amen.
Amen.
And normally when you go to prison for a few years, the system fixes it where you can't get to no kind of position. Amen.
Yeah.
They fix it where you got to get the lowest job, you the lowest paid. Amen. The last hired, first fired. Amen. They fix it where you can't get no apartment. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the system fixing. Amen.
Amen.
You see, you need somebody that's greater than the system. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. Amen. You need somebody that goes above the system. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That has more power than the system. Amen. And even though the system was fixed for this young man, he got a job at the store. Amen. He started out as a stocker. And then he moved up all the way up to a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Got the keys to the building. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Dealing with the money. Hallelujah. Dealing with the people.
Yes.
Amen. You see, the jail cell, the charge, the prison sentence said that he would never be able to make it to that position.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on. I'm saying whatever the devil said, the devil is a lie. Amen.
A
come on. If the devil say you can't do it, I say God said you can do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you got your trust and your faith and your hope in God, you can expect something to change. You can expect something to be different because God is able to turn things around for him.
Yes.
And here's this young man. He said, there was no way I'm supposed to be in this position.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Because of the charges that came against me and because of the way the system was fixed against me. Amen. But if you got hope in God, God can turn that thing around. Hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Turned it around for the young man. Now he's a manager.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not making $10 an hour. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, I'm saying, won't God do it?
Do
come
it.
On, I said he'll do it. Won't he do it?
Do it.
See, we need a God that can do things, amen.
Yes.
We need a God that can do things, amen,
yes.
That no one else can see that it can
yes.
be done, amen.
Hallelujah.
That nobody else can see how it can be done.
Yes.
You serve a God that can do anything
yes.
but
yes.
fail you if
yes.
you put your trust and faith
yes.
in him.
Hallelujah.
I say, won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yes.
Come on, give God a hand, praise, because he did it for you one day, amen.
Yes.
Somebody said you wasn't going to be nothing, amen,
yes.
but God turned it around, amen.
Right.
Somebody said you were never going to excel,
right.
amen,
right.
but God
right.
turned it around,
right.
amen. Somebody said, amen,
yes.
you were never going to be what you are, but
yes.
God turned that thing around.
Right.
I'm saying, won't he do it, church?
Do.
Come on, won't he do it, sister? Hallelujah. Praise
amen.
God. Praise God.
Yes.
I said, when you got hope in God, where there's hope, amen.
Amen.
There's expectation, amen. She said, strong expectation, amen. Hallelujah. Sister Paige said, strong expectation, amen. Amen. But you got to be the one with the faith. You can't be in
yes.
doubt, amen. You got to believe. You see, you got to believe something, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And when you believe something, amen, you can achieve something, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But where there's been God, God makes possible what everybody else seems to be impossible.
Yes.
Put this man in a position that no, everybody else said that he couldn't get in. See, God do those things that people say can't be done.
Hallelujah.
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 Read that up. We got another incident that took place here. Amen. You see, even in the Bible got events. And see, the reason God put these things in his word is because he wants to encourage you that if something has been done one time,
mm-hmm.
it can be done again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And see, this is where we get our faith from. We get our faith from the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And faith is the evidence of things not seen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if I'm going to achieve something, there must be some evidence
yeah.
that God did it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And so we got the evidence. The word of God is the evidence that we need here. Amen.
Amen.
Listen to this word here.
Mark 5.
Go ahead.
A certain woman.
Mark 5 and 25. Turn in your Bibles to Mark 5 and 25. We talk about where there's hope, there's expectation. Read on.
A certain woman which had an issue of blood
in Mark chapter 5. She had an issue of blood. Blood represents the life of a thing.
12 years.
she had some problems in her life for 12 years. She had a life-giving, a life issue, you know. Mm-hmm. A lot of you got life issues right now, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. What kind of life issues you have in your life right
amen.
Now? Amen. Cancer could be a life issue, amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. She had a life issue.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What kind of issues do you have in your life right now? And somebody told you you can't get over it, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. They told you, somebody said you can't get over AIDS, but I know people who have been delivered from AIDS because,
amen.
You see, they had a hope, amen.
Mm-hmm.
They believed in something, amen, that was stronger than the AIDS, amen.
Amen.
They believed in something that was above the AIDS, amen. They believed in something. AIDS had some power, but God has all power, and God's power always overcomes the devil's power and overcomes the flesh power. You overcome AIDS and everything else, you see. That's you today. You're losing your life because you got an issue in your life. I'm trying to say, if you put your hope in God, God can turn that thing around because he's able.
Okay. Verse 23 says, and has suffered many things of many positions.
She had suffered many things of position, amen.
And spent all that she had.
And spent all of her living.
And had nothing better, but rather grew worse.
Everything she did went worse. I want to know if that's you today. Everything you do, it seems like it go worse and worse. It don't look like it ever get any better. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You've been to the doctors. You've been hooked on. You see, drug is an issue in this world today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And you've been to all kind of treatments. You've been to AA, 12 steps. Amen. 10 steps. 5 steps. I don't know how many steps you've been in, but you've been through all of those steps, and it still don't seem like you can get no deliverance. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. And you see, we go through that stuff like that, that people look at you and say, oh, child, ain't no hope, amen.
Mm-hmm.
She got cancer, ain't no hope. Oh, everybody just start thinking you're going to die as soon as cancer come up. She going to die. And everybody starts praying death over the woman. They start agreeing with the thing, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Don't agree with the doctor, amen. When the doctor say something, if you got a hope in God, don't agree with the doctor. Agree with what God said, that God said, I'll make all things possible unto those who would believe me and receive my word and let my word be an anchor to their soul to uphold them because I would uphold them with my free spirit.
Mm-hmm.
See, she had spent all everything she had running here and there and to and fro. I mean, if you tried everything else, why don't you try Jesus? Hallelujah.
Amen.
If the doctor can't cure it, why don't you turn to Jesus? I like to tell that testimony. My wife had cancer, but thank God that she had hope in God.
Amen.
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 She had enough faith to believe that God would heal her.
Amen.
She had enough faith to believe that God would bring her through.
Amen.
And God brought her through, and here it is 8 years. You see, when she came down with it, we didn't declare no death sentence.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
We didn't say it was a death sentence.
Nope.
Somebody asked me, well, Paige, you don't look like you're worried about it. No, because I got hope.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Come on. Well, you didn't tell everybody about it. No, because I got hope.
Amen.
I'm not going to agree with the devil. I'm not going to run and tell the bad part of it. I want to run and tell that God is able. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
God will bring it to pass. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And God delivered us. And there was some other part she didn't want, even though she had it. She didn't want that thing. Amen. She didn't want that colostomy bag. And she prayed, Lord, you are my hope. I don't want no colostomy bag, Lord. Deliver me from this. I mean, she was more worried about the colostomy bag than she was the cancer, amen. Praise God. But thank God that God brought her through, amen. I'm talking about when you got hope, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm talking about her hope didn't make her ashamed. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all, stop taking these death sentences.
Amen.
Agree with God, amen. Let God be true and every man a lie. That God is able to do anything. If it's a thing, God can do it.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anything, amen. But fail us, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I say God can do it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. God can turn that marriage around when you don't look like there's no hope in it. Oh, it just ain't no good. I'm tired. You throw your hand up and walk away from your marriage and break your covenant and break your word with God and do all of that and go on off somewhere else. I say God can turn it around. Amen.
Amen.
Give God a chance. Give God some time. You see, what our problem is right now, we don't give God enough time to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we want it like microwave.
Yeah.
1 minute, it's ready. I would say God is not microwave.
Amen.
Sometimes with God, when you got hope, hope has to have patience. And through your hope, it brings experience.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of reasons that we're not able to talk to anybody about anything is because we haven't experienced anything.
Amen.
Hmm? We haven't gone through anything, amen.
Amen.
You see, you can't have mercy on nobody because you haven't ever needed any.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? See, the reason people put people down all the time is because they haven't had no experience. Because if you have experienced the same thing, amen, then you can have mercy on the person because God has to give you mercy in the thing that you experienced.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of people think they're ready for something. You ain't ready yet. You ain't dead yet.
Yes.
You ain't went through nothing yet. And if you're going through, you ain't dead yet. God trying to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he can't resurrect anything until it dies. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
In order to make you, he got to break you, amen.
Break you.
Come on, hallelujah. Amen. Somebody, amen. And that's why when you got hope, if you're being broken, don't get worried about being broken because you realize that God is working something out in me. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said these light afflictions is just for a moment working a great, more abundant of hope toward me because he's working something out of me so that I can be used to help somebody else in it.
Amen.
When people are always putting you in hell all the time, they ain't been through nothing.
No.
Now, they ain't experienced nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Because let him that is strong bear the infirmities of the weak.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See, if you had experienced something, you would know how to help somebody in their weakness, amen. But if you haven't experienced anything, that is why you got that proud look. That is why you think you somebody when you nobody, amen. That's why you think you up there, but you ain't up there yet, amen. You haven't had the experience that you need in life yet, amen.
Amen.
Because you can't pour out to nobody if you've never been empty.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen. I'm empty, but I got hope. Come on, have somebody. I cut up my. I said I'm empty, but I got hope, amen.
Okay.
Because God said he'll fill me, amen.
Yeah.
I might be half full right now, but I know God's going to fill it, amen.
Yeah.
I might not have enough right now, but because I got hope, I'm going to get enough, amen. I might not be where I am right now, where I need to be right now, but because I got hope in God, I know I'm going to get there because God is able to bring me there. And so my hope for everything is in God because I already realized I can't do it.
Yeah.
But this woman had an issue in her life.
Mm-hmm.
12 years, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And she went to the doctors and spent all of her money.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't get healed. The doctors could do it, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? She was a person that had a hope in the doctor. But the doctor failed, though, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
The doctor failed, though. The doctor couldn't do what needed to be done, amen. The doctor couldn't fix our problems, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You see, if you got all of your hope in the doctor, then the doctors can't fix your problem. There's a lot of mental issues you got, the doctors can't fix them, amen.
Sure.
There's a lot of mind problems that the doctors can't fix them, amen.
Amen.
Praise God, amen.
Amen.
There's a lot of anger problems that you got, the doctors can't fix them, amen. I know they can give you some drugs and space you out, and you'd be walking around looking like a zombie.
That's right.
He ain't fixing the problem, amen. He's just giving you some relief until you can get fixed, amen. Come on, amen. He's given a little time because, you see, you might have done it that time just for to get some relief right now. But in order to be healed, you see, God's going to have to do it, amen. You see, you need God to come in that place, amen. You need to put your hope in God. I know if you don't have enough faith, take what you got to take right now until somebody tell you something better, amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. You see, this woman has spent all of her living and spent all of her money, but somebody said when she heard about Jesus,
mm-hmm.
when she heard of Jesus, what did she say?
When she heard of Jesus, she came in the crowd.
You know, sometimes you got to press your way through. When you got to a place, you got some expectation. You don't let nothing stop you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
You don't let the crowd stop you, amen. Praise God. You see, a lot of people like to be with the crowds, amen. But sometimes you got to break through the crowd to obtain your blessing, amen.
Amen.
You got to get away from everybody else, amen, to obtain your blessing, amen. You can't stay in the crowd all the time and try to be like everybody else. You've got to do something different. And the different thing that you need to do, when she heard about Jesus, she saw her hope standing in front of her.
Yeah.
I tried the doctors. I went to them crooked Pharisees. Them Pharisees couldn't do nothing for me.
Amen.
And the Sadducees definitely couldn't do nothing for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. I went to all them people, amen. I went to Sister So-and-so, and she couldn't help me because she needed hope.
Amen.
She needed some help herself, amen.
Right.
Come on, y'all, amen.
Amen. Amen.
But when she heard about who?
Jesus.
When she heard of Jesus, amen. And all of a sudden, what she heard about Jesus became her hope.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I
said, what you hear about Jesus will become your help, amen. If you will believe in what you hear, that he was anointed with the power of the Holy Ghost and went about doing good and healing all manner of sickness and disease, amen, for the Lord was with him, amen. And when you recognize that God is with him and he went about doing good and healing all, he didn't say he healed some, but he healed all manner of sickness and disease. You see, when you hear a word like that, and if you got a sickness or a disease, you need to let Jesus become your hope, because where there's hope, there's expectation.
Yes, amen. That's right.
When she heard of Jesus, what'd she do?
Well, she said, if I may touch
the clothes. Notice, she had a point of contact.
Mm-hmm.
She said something to herself. If I do this, this will happen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, a lot of people want things to happen, but they won't do that.
Yes.
Come on, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, even in faith, God requires you to do something.
Amen. Is that
what it is? Well, just believe. Well, you can believe you get a check and don't go to work. You're not going to get one.
That is right.
You believe the man got enough money to pay you, but you don't go to work, you ain't going to get no money.
Meaning that?
Well, all you got to do is believe. No, you got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Faith requires some actions.
Mm-hmm.
She believed something, but she realized there was going to have to be some action that she take in order to get what she believed.
Yes.
But she said, what?
If I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole.
So she had a place of contact. She had something in her life that she said she needed to do in order to receive what she believed.
Mm-hmm.
See, you got to do something to receive what you believe. If I could just touch. And so she made her way to touch.
Mm-hmm.
And I know somebody might say, well, I noticed that faith without work, he was talking about that. Faith without work, that is a universal word. That's a universal scripture, amen. It works on everything, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Faith requires some works, amen.
Amen.
It don't do no good. What good does it have faith in that you don't perform anything, amen?
That's right.
Praise God.
Amen.
See, if you're going to have hope, amen, you're going to do something to receive your hope, amen.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, if I may but just touch the hem of his garment, then what?
I shall be whole.
And so she made her way to touch his garment. And what she believed and what she said, she got what she believed and she got what she said because she did what she said she's going to do in order to receive what she wanted from Jesus. Amen. You see, you got to do what God says to do if you want to get what you want from him. Amen.
Amen.
What good is having hope and you don't act on it?
Amen.
And so when she touched the hem of his garment.
And straightaway.
I mean, there was a microwave thing here. This was the microwave job, amen. This wasn't no waiting here, amen.
And
Jesus gave her a microwave job, amen. As soon as she touched the hem of his garment, what?
The fountain of her blood
stopped because she did what she said, because she believed what she said, and what she said was her hope, and she spoke her hope. That's why the Bible said, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We believe, and therefore we speak. We speak what we believe and say what we believe. If you start saying what you believe, you'll get what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
So she got what she said, or what she said she believed. And she was healed instantly. It didn't take all day. It didn't take 10 years. She had the problem for 12 years, but it only took a moment for it to change. Come on, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, praise God. I don't know what you've been going through for all of these years, but in a moment of time, God can turn it around for you in just a moment of time. He'll be a microwave in your life because as soon as you say, Lord, I repent, I believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, now I'm asking you to come into my heart and save me. And when you make that confession, he comes in right away.
Mm-hmm.
In an instant, you've been changed. Somebody say, I don't see no difference. We don't walk by what we see. That's part of our problem now. God has already changed us. He's already made us, and he's already fashioning us. He's already did everything necessary to be done, but we still don't believe he did it.
Amen.
And so we still walking with our backs bent over under the bondage of sin, and folks stacking other stuff on you, telling you all you got to do to be when God done already did it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Pharisees, they looking at the outward appearance. So if that's you today, you want to be saved, it's time to quit. If you want to be saved today, if you're on Facebook, just click your name on there. I'll see it. If you want to be saved today, Jesus will be your hope today.
Amen.
He'll be your hope of the resurrection. He'll be your hope of life. He'll be your hope of food. It'll be your hope of anything that you have need of in your life.
Yeah.
You need some hope. Hope of the world is running out. Hope of things in this world is running out. Hallelujah. All the things you used to trust in, you can't trust in it no more. You can't trust in the bank system no more. They're going to take your money. Amen. So all that money you got in the bank, if you got hope in it, I feel sorry for you. You know, the bank can close up today, and you go there and try to get your money out, delete it. Account deleted. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You go turn your water fountain on today, your water faucet on today. No water. You need some hope. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you're trusting in is failing.
Right.
Everything is failing but Jesus. I want to thank y'all for tuning in. Where there's hope, there's expectation. Father God, we thank you for the word of God and the people of God, Lord, and may they come unto you, Lord, and may they trust in your word. I give you praise, Lord, for them coming to you today, Lord. I call every sinner to repentance. I say to every sick, everyone that is sick, that they be healed, amen. I say to everyone that is weak, that they be strong, amen. Praise God, amen. I say to all that is in bondage, you be loosed in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for that word that has gone forth, O Lord, to accomplish, Lord, that which we ask that it be done. And we give thanks and glory for the word of God in Jesus' name. Let everybody say
amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's everybody give God a hand praise for the word of God. Everybody give God a hand praise for the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. 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 If there'll be any testimonies today, there'll be any praises. Amen. I want you to know if you want to give, you can give to Cash App or PayPal at carechurchinc@gmail.com. You give according to what God put in your heart. I'm not begging, but you give because you have hope, because you have faith that if you sow, you're going to reap, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. If you plant, amen, you're going to receive a crop, amen. And so I'm asking all you out there that you give according to what God, if this word has blessed you, and if God has blessed you, give according to your heart, amen. Praise God. Amen. That's tithes and offering. If you have tithes and offering, amen. You can pay your tithes and offering, amen, at CampChurchInc@gmail.com, PayPal, and Cash App, amen.
Amen.
And thank all of you, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. If there's a word, there's a testimony somebody would like to share online while we're still here. If you enjoyed the word, we want to hear from you. Amen.
Amen.
Is there somebody?
I want to hear
it. Go ahead, Sister Paige.
I just want to thank God for his blessings.
Someone else, amen. Say amen. No one else, amen. Don't forget, we'll be back Wednesday night. Same number. Don't forget tonight. Brother Prevost will be on. What is that, 5 o'clock or 7 o'clock? 5 o'clock. Brother Prevost will be on the Care Network, Blog Talk Radio. Don't forget that. Tune in tonight. Amen. And so may God bless and keep y'all. And we'll see y'all later in Jesus' name. Amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
let the church say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
About to die.